Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
How would you feel about putting vegetable oil in your tank at the back garden instead of conventional fossil fuels, or maybe putting it into the engine of your car? We know everyone is looking for new alternatives, biofuels in particular, a lot of buzz and excitement and conversation around them. But what is the position of this industry at the moment? There's a company called Certa, which is part of DCC. They've opened now their 25th hydro-treated vegetable oil site in Ireland. So they're making a major, major investment in that area. So what does it mean, both environmentally, but also is it commercially viable over the next few years to make such a large investment? Joining me now is the Chief Executive of Fuels for Ireland, Kevin McPartland. Good morning to you.
Morning, Annette.
Now, Kevin, we know everyone is looking for alternatives. Everyone can kind of agree on that part, that there's something needed beyond fossil fuels. Is hydro-treated vegetable oil a possible option?
It's certainly one of the options, and it's certainly the low-carbon liquid fuel that at the moment is the most likely option. And so you've seen a lot of major companies have moved their fleet to hydro-treated vegetable oil on posts. Some of the public transport operators, Musgrave Group, for example, and indeed a lot of Fuels for Ireland own members run their own fleet on HVO. And it's important pointing out what it is. You know, you talked about putting vegetable oil into your tank. It's not quite. You know, I think people of my generation anyway will remember back in the 80s there were some sort of slightly cranky people who were putting kind of filtered oil from the local chip shop into their diesel cars and running them and saying it was grand, and it did work, but it's not something which is comparable to what we're talking about in modern HVO. This is a refined product. It's taking feedstocks such as used cooking oil and other types of feedstocks, and it's going through a formal refining process. So what you get at the end is an extremely high quality product, which is a drop-in replacement for diesel, and it can be a drop-in replacement for kerosene, which is what we use for home heating in Ireland.
Now, I noticed a lot of the commentary around it, particularly from people who, you know, examine these things very closely every day. They say it's fine, as it's definitely better than what we have, the fossil fuels. It reduces carbon emissions by 90%. But they seem to see it more as a bridge into the future rather than something that's going to be necessarily the final answer. So it's something that's better than what we have at the moment, but not everything. There's still NOx and some carbon in there. Would you agree with that?
I think it's fair to say that that while the need for low carbon liquid fuels that are drop-in replacements, because let's take a step back and say we're looking at electrifying the transport fleet as the way of decarbonizing it, and that is certainly going to be central to our countries, but also Europe and also globally, how we're going to decarbonize transport. However, that's quite a long, there's a long tail to that graph. Okay. And even if, and I don't think even the minister will say anymore that the target is for 1 million EVs on Irish roads by 2030, but even if you were to have a million EVs on our roads, the majority of vehicles are still going to be internal combustion engines. So what we're looking at is how can we reduce and ultimately get to zero the emissions from the vehicles that are going to continue to use internal combustion engines. Do I think that HVO is the definitive final answer there? No, I don't. No, it may turn out that it is, but the technology is developing incredibly quickly on this. And if you look at the where the investments are going in from the global oil majors, where they're looking, and there are any number of different alternative biofuels, advanced biofuels and synthetic fuels, which are in development at the moment. I did a day last year in Raleigh School Island up in Monaghan, which we used their existing fleet, and we fueled it entirely with a synthetic petrol, zero carbon petrol, put them into Porsches and Subarus and all these high performance vehicles. And, you know, the day before we were there, they were using petrol. The day after we were there, they were using petrol. But for the day we were there, it was advanced fuels, low carbon liquid fuels. And so is HVO the final answer? I don't know.
I think it's a better bridge than we are at the moment. It's coming out of a bad place, but at least it's moving in the right direction. That's the best way to describe it. How many garage forecourts is it now available on? Obviously, DCC are a big company, and this subsidiary of theirs, Certa, is also a growing company, it would seem. But how many times have you pulled over your truck, car or van onto the garage forecourt, and can you get this stuff?
I'm not sure of the absolute number, but I'd say it's probably it's going to be under 100 still at the moment, but that's out of 1,600 service stations around the country. But they are at the busiest service stations, and yes, Certra are doing it, but also other members of Fuels for Ireland are also providing 100% HVO on their forecourts. But probably more significant than the provision at forecourts is going into captive fleets and going into premises where they
and how is it pricing up against traditional diesel, do you know?
Well, look, fuel prices go up and down constantly, and these are two different markets. There is a slight premium, it has to be said.
What slight? Are we talking 3-4%?
It can be. There have been times when it's been roughly the same over the last year or two. There's been times when the difference has been, as much as perhaps 20%. Today, it's somewhere in the middle of that. From I don't have the exact figures here in front of me, but I think it's around 10% is the premium that's put on HVO right now.
Yeah, because I suppose some people listening would say it's all right for these big fleets when somebody else is, you know what I mean, financing that, the company itself directly. But if you're a sole trader, that's a hefty enough premium, isn't it?
It is, and if you had a haulier on the line, they would say, well, the other thing is that it's not eligible for the diesel rebate scheme, which is something that we think needs to be looked at. And so we have been speaking with government, and we have a meeting in a couple of weeks with the Minister for Finance to talk about the establishment of an expert group by the Department of Finance to look at the overall mix of how we're taxing energy for transport and heating in Ireland, because this is a really significant part of the whole process. We've given a lot of incentives to other ways of reducing carbon emissions, such as heat pumps or to the adoption of electric vehicles. But there isn't any support currently for the use of advanced synthetic and biofuels. We really need to look at that.
Yeah, and the budget is coming up in
October. We can't penalise people for doing the right thing.
October, the budget, Kevin, might be an opportunity. But anyway, that's not my job to do, your job for you. But for the moment, thank you very much for walking us through that. Kevin McPartland, who is the Chief Executive of Fuels for Ireland, on what is a growing alternative to straightforward traditional diesel as we try to get our carbon emissions reduced rapidly.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.